upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Wow. You are episode 18, by the way. I don't know how you feel about that number.
What season?
I got rid of seasons. I gave up. Because doing seasons, like, it's just, it's just long. And also, like, imagine if it gets to season 98. Let's just stop. Like, Grey's Anatomy is just doing way too much.
Oh, no, seriously.
Like, what do you mean season 27? Yeah. Anyway, hi, everyone. I hate doing this part, like, it's just so, like, awkward. What do you mean, hi, everyone? There's literally no one
there. Here.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Things You Can't Touch. And today we have, like, I don't really have anything else to say. Usually I feel like I speak more, but today I'm just going to go straight into introducing the guest that we have. I'll actually let her introduce herself.
Oh, okay. So, hi guys. My name is Niobe. And what was I supposed to say?
I probably should have told you.
Yeah.
Like, just say, like, your name and just drop, like, what do you do, type B, and drop your Instagram and do, all, like, your socials. What? Like, what do you do?
Like sleep.
Fez? Did you say sleep? She said all she, like, what does she do? She sleeps.
Yeah. Sleep, eat, repeat.
Wow. That's really inspirational.
Okay.
Yeah, your Instagram, and I don't know, do you have any other social media? Instagram, TikTok? You post on TikTok, innit?
Yeah.
Let them know. If you don't remember it, that's fine. I'll just tell them that it's going to appear at the top of your head, because it always appears. And you can also find it in the description below.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Okay. You can donate it to the people.
Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Niobe. Eden said I should say what I do in my free time, but since I just sleep, I can't really say anything. But follow me on Instagram and TikTok for some fun insights. My TikTok is NiobeX. My Instagram is Niobe Wardrum. So get at that.
And if you didn't catch that, it's going to be literally above her head. And you can also find it in the description below. But with that being said, like, without any further ado, I feel like it's about time that we just, like, started talking about why we're here. And you can't be scared.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like, don't worry, you're gonna be fine. Like, it's literally just us, like, just sitting here, just talking about, like, literally, like, how we used to talk.
Okay, cool.
About the random things that came to my mind. I want to read the question, like, properly, so I don't mess it up. So, this is probably gonna be the one and only time I go to the laptop. Like, you can see the question before you, and just for the sake of the people, like, for example, like, she's literally been waiting for that info days. The question that I have for you, Niobe, is. Do we desire things because we think that those things make us happy, or do those things make us happy because we desire them? It's a bit of a paradox.
Okay.
Yeah. You can literally talk about anything. Like, I want to definitely, like, get into trends, especially TikTok trends.
Interesting. Do things make us happy because we desire them?
Yeah. Or... do we desire them because they want? They make
I think
us
it's
happy.
The first one, because I think
they make us happy because,
like,
we want them.
Your actions and feelings are rooted in your mental desires. Like, the mental has to come before the action. So if, like, the feeling is being happy, that's rooted in the, like, the mental desire.
I hear that. But I think the only point that I would say in response to that is basically what I was talking about in terms of trends. Like, I understand. Like, I think that makes a lot of sense in a sense that, like, what you think, how you feel is going to lead to your actions, which is you desiring it, right? But for me, I feel like in this day and age, the way that the world has developed, you know, globalization and, you know, all that stuff, socialization, everybody's interacting with each other on a wider scale because of the platform of social media. I feel like people have actually been caught up in what's the opposite?
The opposite word to desire.
No, because, like, you said...
desirable.
You said that you think people think, like, they're... They desire it first, and that's what makes them happy. That's what you said. Cool. I think that people are happy because they desire it. Basically, the other side of the question. Do things make us happy because we desire them?
Oh, okay, yeah, I get it.
Because I feel like I'm confusing anyone. I get it. Because I feel like people...
So it's like you're saying, like, I'm happy to have this because I desired it.
Yeah. Is that what I'm saying? Nah.
I feel like that's the
confused
same.
Confused myself, bruv. No, let me...
Go back to the trends.
Yeah, because that's literally what is leading my trail of thought. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is people think... that is going to make them happy because they see that that's what other people have. So how do I word that? It makes them happy because they desire it. Is that what I'm trying to say?
It makes them happy because they see other people doing that and being happy.
Yeah.
Or they desire that lifestyle, so they want it too, and they think that's going to make them happy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to figure out if I agree or disagree with
you. I think you agree with me.
Oh, I agree with you. I think I'm the problem, and I just wanted to disagree. I wanted to be different, but go on.
Because if you, like, let's say you see a trend on TikTok, and you're like, oh, I want to do that because I think it'll make me happy. Mm-hmm. That's the desire. The desire is to replicate that TikTok because the outcome is you think you're going to be happy from it.
Yeah.
So you do things... that you desire, you do.
Mate. It's gonna take a lot of brain power.
It really.
That's what I've actually done.
It's given my one of my modules at uni, but seriously.
Which module?
It's called GB267. It's really long. I just it's a lot of mind stretching.
As the name of the module is that.
No, we say that we call our modules called. It's actually called Global Political Thought. But yeah, like
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but yeah, like I feel like yeah, you.
People see things and they like it because they think it's going to make them happy because they see how it impacts other people. That's my own opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if
I think that makes sense. Like, the idea that you only, like, think that this is happy or you only desire that because you've seen other people want it or you've seen other people enjoy it or like it.
And I think that's
you don't have, like, inherent things that you like. Or is everything, does all your likes come from socialization?
I'm so glad you said that. Oh, okay. Like, that's literally what I wanted to unpack. Like, is, are we, like, do you have a mind of your own? Like,
no. Guys, everyone is so, like, caught up. I feel like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I really feel like our generation, there's too many of us. And I can say, because I've been there, but I have to snap out of it because it's actually embarrassing. No one's original.
Yeah.
No one's different. You're not special. Like, I remember the whole discourse about, UK black girls, everyone dressed the same, da-da-da-da. Like, and, like, even me, I'll be like, me too, be like, UK black girls, everyday bust down tracks, da-da-da. But... just because you don't have tracks or bust down, you're wearing jorts
and a two-piece
and that jewelry.
Yeah,
it's just a different font of a UK black girl. Maybe you're not the bust down black girl. You're an alt black girl. You're an earthy black girl. Like, no one is like their own thing. Like, you only like that because you've seen someone else like it. You can't magic up your own thing. Like, do you get what I mean?
Are you saying that we don't do that or we can't do it?
Oh,
because I was thinking. Because I think
we can't. Because you can't, like, the same way you can't, like, imagine something you've never seen.
Go on.
You can't think of fares, something you don't know.
Fares.
Because I really feel like a lot of us need a reality check. And I don't really want to pour into that whole, the UK London creative scene. Cause I can't critique that. I don't know anything. But I think it does come back to the idea of, like, everybody wants to be so, like, different and edgy. Mm-hmm. And it's good, like, be original. But in your pursuit of being original... you're just copying something else.
I feel like I disagree. Like, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I think I disagree with the foundation, like, the basis from where you're coming from, in that you're saying that we can't be different because, like, we can't think of something else. We're basically just a different font of everything else that we've seen.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people can be different. People can be creative. Yes, it definitely comes from, like, a foundation of the same, like, storyline, basically, because in the same way that you can't create another face, it's based off of what you've already seen.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, you can't create something that's based off of what you already see, but I feel like people are too restricted with what they do have. Like, literally talking about the UK black that you were literally talking about, people have to categorize themselves.
Yeah, like, and you don't, you're never going to be in one thing. Like, you don't have to either. Like,
and
it's actually
I think
guys.
That's the issue that a lot of people don't realize. You don't have to have an aesthetic. You don't have to match a specific vibe or trend, because I think, I feel like it's because, no, I don't want to make any, like, generalizing claims, but from my observation, I do feel like...
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
It's because of TikTok. It's such a, like...
What? The desire to... Like,
a wild claim. Yeah.
It's not wild. Like, that's real.
I feel like it's genuinely TikTok, which has made people feel like, I have to fall into...
I have to get this. Like, yeah, I need to be in this way. And I definitely fell into that until I realised, like, does that even make sense? Yeah, I'm actually doesn't. Just me.
Exactly. Like,
one day when I wake up, I want to wear a wig. The next day, I want to go at my afro. The next day, like...
I want to shave my hair off. Like, now what? I want to be bold. And I feel like it's the fear of deviating from the norm. But on the other hand, which is what you were saying, some people, you lot just want to be so different, so
for the
bad.
Sake of being different, not even for the sake, like, of creating something new,
exactly,
just to say
that
different.
Oh yeah, I'm different.
But like, why do people want
to
do that?
But I feel like at the end of the day, in your, as you said, pursuit to be different, you're just being like everyone else. Like, there was a post that I saw literally the other day, I don't want to name names before they come into TikTok and like they grab me, because like these are big boy people.
Oh,
I don't know, have
be
you heard of
Go on.
You heard of C London? Have you like heard of her?
C London. What does she do?
She basically made a post. I'm not dragging her. Like I feel free speaking because I'm not dragging her. Yeah. I don't have anything against her. I barely know her. I just saw the post. And she was basically like, in London, no one's original. Like, no one is original. You just see the same thing, the same tracksuit, the same outfit, the same whatever. And then somebody basically, like, they what do you call it? Stitched her video, and then they basically scrolled through her page, and what did they find on her page? The same, like, UK black.
But
aesthetic.
You can critique something, like, I don't know.
And that's the thing. Can you critique something but be the thing that you're critiquing? Like, is that?
But
ethical?
It's not an,
like,
issue.
Can you do that?
Me saying that no one's original isn't an issue. It's just a fact. I'm not saying, oh, it's bad. Like, I'm just,
okay,
it's
fair.
A fact. Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm making a statement rather than, like, trying to, like, tell you need to
change.
Yeah,
like, being, like, saying that it's, an, like, you're not trying to
influence. Just, like,
judgment.
Yeah,
you're just stating a fact.
Yeah.
People. But at the same time, is that just because, like, that's just how human beings work? You know, human beings need human beings. So is it just a thing where we work with, like, mirroring each other, and we come together as societies, we come together as, like, groups and communal entities because we see similarities in other people.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like even if I think about, like, at uni, cool, or just forget uni, just in life in general, especially living in the UK as a minority, like, as soon as you see a black person, you're gonna go to them.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where you are in the workplace, in school, like, it's like you're seeing one of you, so
because
immediately you flock to that.
You can
you flock
see
to someone that you know you can relate to, you can
person,
talk to, whatever.
Yeah.
So I do feel like, to an extent, like, self-segregation is real. Like, they might have
unpack
abolished Jim
phrase,
Crow, but maybe we still segregating ourselves.
Damn.
Like,
it's true.
We still are. And, like, I don't even think that's necessarily an issue.
Very quickly, I'm so sorry to literally cut you off. You said self-segregation, but I think, where do you draw the line between self-segregation
and, like, society
and intersectionality?
Oh.
Do you see?
Oh. As in, like...
Because there are some things that are just, like, different about people. They fall into different identity brackets.
Yeah, so, like, how do you segregate yourself in that way?
Not necessarily, because you said, like, self-segregation is, like, is real.
Mm-hmm.
But what's, like... And for me, self-segregation has negative connotations. To me, it just I'm not saying that you're saying that self-segregation is bad. And, like,
but I hear what you're saying. It's just like, why is everyone
Like, why do people, like, would, like, they applaud intersectionality and they accept it and embrace it, but when it comes to self-segregation, it's like, it's bad, you lot are separating each, like, yourselves from each other, we should be one, we should be unified, there's one black identity, pan-Africanism and all of that stuff. So it's like, where do you draw the line, and are they the same thing? Are they different? Is it the connotations that differentiate them? Or
I don't think intersectionality and self-segregation definitely not the same thing, like, mm-hmm. definitely not. I feel like self-segregation has more of a negative, like, mindset,
yeah.
because we're never talking about, low-key you can see it in gender, but I feel like the main way we see it is race. Like, the blacks will just go and sit on one side.
Yeah, I feel like it's very evident in gender.
Do you think? I mean, yeah, like, yeah, obviously, like, to be fair, but that's, like, we've grown up like that, like, boys changing room, girls, and it shouldn't be different, innit? But it's just,
yeah. But even within the genders as well, there's segregation, like,
yeah,
people, like, prefer a type of person when they meet people. You know, some people make friends based on what people look like.
Oh, like, people make girls friends are the biggest victims of that.
They look,
you all
want
to be friends with the pretty popular girl. Like, we need to be freed from this.
We need to be freed, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how did everybody come to that collective conclusion that that's how they're gonna act, that that's how they're gonna behave? There's a thing moving.
I think it's about safe. Like, although to be fair, I think it's a very niche issue to, like, mm-hmm. being black in, like, a UK or in a predominantly white area. Because mm-hmm. this isn't happening in Africa or in the Caribbean. Because, well, maybe actually,
yeah, that's the thing. It might manifests be differently in different
it's
ways.
It's not
gonna
exactly. be like white and
black. Race, because
maybe it's tribes. Maybe
exactly.
Whatever. And I think it just all comes down to a feeling of safety and security. Like, humans are not made to live in isolation. We're not made to be on our own. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think we are made to flock together.
Yep.
To be in the collective communities and stuff like that. So when you see someone that you can, like, make a community with,
mm-hmm.
it's only natural that you're gonna want to do that.
Yeah.
Why you want to go to the pretty girl? That's, I don't know. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But again, I think maybe just socialization and, like, trends and what people, because, you know, pretty privilege is real.
Yeah.
What people think is attractive. I feel like people do a lot of things for the sake of other people rather than for themselves. And I guess we can ask the question of, is that bad? Is it bad that you're doing things for other people rather than for yourself? What's so negative about that? But I feel like the negative connotations, I feel like this word is definitely, like, negative connotation. But I feel like the negative connotations of it is that there's no sense of independence, there's no sense of self-identity and self-assurance. There's this thing about human
beings, I think, like, it's a Western concept, because why do we have to be defined by the self? In, like, more, like, Eastern traditions, people are defined by their community. You're defined
people.
By your social role in relation to your whatever. Like, it's a very Western thing to be, like, an
independent,
like, it's not normal in other cultures to, like, desire that so strongly. Like, it's actually okay. Like, what is it? What's that saying? It takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a problem. But again, I don't know what we did over here. Like, capitalism. Seriously, like, I think,
I understand. That makes sense. So just, like, moving along from that conversation, just bringing it back home.
To the question.
Bringing it back home. No, because, like, honestly, I feel like we've gone to great places, and
yeah.
I feel like it's barely even been 5 minutes yet, and we've spoken about so many things.
No, it's true.
But back to whether we desire things because they make us happy, or whether we're happy because we desire them. I think, even though it took me a minute to,
I can't, like, I need you to
myself.
Really clarify the difference, because
okay.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. We didn't start off with, like, defining and understanding the words. Okay, so what do you want to start with? Desiring or, like, happiness? I feel like those are the two standout words.
Do we desire things because we think they'll make us happy?
Or do they make us happy because we desire them?
Oh.
Is
the happiness coming from, because I had a desire for it?
Yeah. The happiness comes because
I
got it and I wanted
exclusive.
It. Okay.
Like,
go on, girl.
Like, I don't, like, the two can coexist, right?
Yeah,
like, if
sense.
Okay, let's say I desire something because I think it's gonna make me happy. Let's say I desire a 30-inch jet black bust down.
One girl.
Because I think it's gonna make me happy.
Absolutely.
So therefore, when I get that 30-inch jet black
bust down,
I'm happy because I desired it.
Okay, fairs, but I feel like where it comes from is that it started off with you desiring it because it made you, because it, you know, it will make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it'll make me happy.
Because you think it'll make you happy.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, some people are happy because, the English, I've lost it again. Do we desire things because it makes us happy, or does it make us happy because we desire it? Some people, like, are influenced by the bust down wig, by seeing that other people have a bust down and they want to have the bust down. And because they see that other people have it, that is why they desire it, and that is the root of their happiness. That's where their happiness comes from.
So you mean, like,
whereas
am I happy
people,
because I have this, like, socialized desire.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you for helping me English
I've
it.
Got you. I've got you. So am I happy because I desired it?
Exactly.
Or does it make me happy because I've been influenced to thinking I desire this?
Yeah.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
You will never know. You can't disentangle. You can't disentangle nature and nurture. You can't disentangle like what you think you know for yourself and what you've been taught by the internet. Like, our brains, we're genuinely dumb. Like, well, not dumb, but we're very, like receptive. Yeah. We take everything in without like even realising it. Because I always used to think, you know, like, when you see ads on the bus, and I just think, like, who's paying for this? Who's ever looked at a bus and thought, yeah, I'm going to buy that?
Yeah.
But then one time I actually deeped, wait, I've actually been influenced. Because one time I saw the Mockingjay, like, the...
The Hunger Games
advert on the bus.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, I was like, oh, wait, I need to buy Hunger Games. And I was like, wait, why did I randomly think of that?
Yeah,
it was the bus. And the bus that I think is useless. So we don't even realize how much we like take things in.
Yeah.
So I don't and think it's much possible that influences to think our decisions. That I have an inherent desire. What does that even mean? The only inherent desire I have is to stay alive. And even that sometimes.
Oh, we need some.
Like, that's the only one.
Yeah.
So,
fairs. Even that is a question for another day, definitely.
Another
we have the desire to stay alive because some people be acting. It's like you don't want your life again. But I feel like that was a good run. That was a good run, what you said, because I never ever thought about it that way. I never thought about it as equating it to a conversation of nature versus nurture. I never realized that that's basically what I was asking.
Yeah.
Like, is it a thing where we have our own opinions, we have our own minds,
desires,
we're doing things
likes,
because,
wants.
As we said, we're individuals and we do it for ourselves? Or is it a thing where, oh, because everyone, like, herd mentality, groupthink, because everybody wants it, because everybody else is doing it, that's what I'm doing?
But I don't even think it's necessarily like groupthink, because like when you think about like groupthink herd mentality, it gives like a negative connotation.
It's giving negative connotation
because it's like the sheep, we're just following trends.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think you can be influenced without it being like thoughtless. Like, you can you can be influenced but still critically think about what you're being influenced by. Like,
can we just really emphasize that fact?
Yeah,
critical thinking
I feel
like that's something that a lot, like, I like to say that's what a lot of people like. Maybe not a lot of people like it, but like I feel like some people...
A lot of people.
I do feel like... A lot of people.
Yeah.
the ability to have, like, critical...
Yeah.
They don't interrogate their beliefs.
Yeah.
They don't interrogate like...
Why do I think the things I think?
What they're being influenced by.
And I really had to deep that for myself. Like, sometimes I'm just like, this is not right.
Yeah.
This is not right.
Just because everyone is doing it doesn't mean it's right.
It's not right. It's not by force. And sometimes you have to sit back and be like, wait... Do I even want this? Like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
But like, I think, what is it? Why do we want that
mansion?
Why do we want...
No, you really don't want the mansion.
Oh, my God.
Society
speak on it.
Has made
speak
you
on it.
Believe that
guys,
you
for context, I go to LSE.
Go on, girl. Can we get a round of applause in the building? Thank you.
But seriously, what it means is that every single person around me wants to be an investment banker, wants to be a lawyer, wants to be... making 100
you don't corporate,
you guys will think
industry.
I'm lying, but I'm not lying when I say this. The conversations I have with my friends on a daily are like, my friend literally said this to me live, I will not be accepting a job that's not 125 after graduation. And he wasn't joking. My other friend, like, people, like, money, all these things. And so all of a sudden, I'm thinking, wait. Like, guys, six figures, like, I have to find it.
Yeah.
But seriously,
like, do
you actually need that? Or do I just need that because...
Nah, for real, Niobe, ask the people, do you want that 100K?
Do you need it?
Do you need that Lamborghini? You said yes.
Sorry! I need that. Well, that's why I say, like, it's not, like, one or the other. Like, as much as I'm being influenced by other people, at the same time, I want money because of my own personal reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Do you know, it's not necessarily...
What, like, it's just...
It's not disentangleable.
I don't know. That's like... we know where you were going with it. That's all that matters. But do you know what it is? I feel like fairs, like, I understand that it's like, we can't separate nature and nurture. But if I now begin to, like, say that I feel like nobody is an individual, like, nobody... has their
exists
own,
on their own.
Yeah, they don't have their own individual. I feel like the reason why people are like unique is because their mix of societal influence is just different. There are different percentages of the mix.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody like is born and then they're one.
Yeah.
And then they're like in like they're unique in and of themselves. Yeah. I think their uniqueness comes from the
their experiences and that's different to your experience and your experience.
Even twins, like the reason why they're unique is even if you lot were in the same place at the same time, every single point in your life, there's gonna be something different about you that's gonna alter your personality and your characteristics. But I don't know how I got there, but I spoke.
I don't know what led me there.
But yeah, oh yeah, that's what it was. You were talking about how it's not mutually exclusive.
Oh yeah, like,
I feel like it's not even a thing of mutual exclusion. I just feel like there's no nature.
Oh.
I think it's just nurture. And like maybe the psychologist will come and drag me. Maybe people will come and say like, what is she talking about? But like, just
I hear it, but it's not true.
She said, I hear it, but
scientifically, that's not true. Some people are literally born shy. Like, your chemistry. Like, people that have, like, chemical imbalances. Like, if you have, like, I don't know, anxiety, something like that. The way you experience the world is going to be completely different to someone who's a bold... Like, character is actually genetic to an extent.
Some of it is genetic,
not all of it, but you get what I mean? Like,
because you changed my mind instantly.
You're not socialised in kindergarten, and yet in kindergarten, someone's loud and tearing up someone's hair. Someone's
and the other
quiet
one is
in the corner.
Quiet and shy and doesn't want any social interaction. That's fair.
So I feel like that even that would change like what your desires are, what you think will make you happy.
Yeah.
Because if you're a more outgoing loud person, then that's people you're around, then the things that can make you happy is being outside.
But do you know what it is? I feel like people can learn that.
100%.
Not everyone. Because when I deep it, not everyone. Because some people have crippling anxiety.
Yeah,
and they literally can't do anything. Yeah. Nothing to play about, nothing to joke about. Genuinely, some people have that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, as you said, to some extent, people can learn specific characteristics. And I guess that's just how human beings are. Like, that's just how human beings work.
Yeah. I feel like that's why we're like, with the question, it's just like, I think just both exist. Like, both are true. Like, I desire things because I think they're going to make me happy. But then there are also some things that make me happy because I've been taught to desire them.
I think when I asked the question, what I had in mind was definitely, like, trends. Like, just trends. But sometimes I just think, like, everything that we have in the world right now, what did that look like in, like, the 10th century? What did that look like when there was no social media? What did that look like when there were no phones?
No, like, social media.
Trends, for example.
Oh.
I think,
the thing is, it's not even possible, you know, because if I'm a farmer in Bristol, I don't know what the Queen's doing in London.
Yeah.
I don't
without
know.
Social media, literally, you don't
I
know
I don't have like, a clue.
Maybe
so
10
I can't
days later
be influenced to
you.
Desire what she desires because I don't know what the hell she desires. I don't know what she does.
Yeah.
Which I guess word of mouth.
I think
word of mouth
comes
with no images.
I think either word of mouth or literally just like looking at how someone's dressed and thinking, oh, I like that. Because there were trends back in the day. There were literally trends. People were similar in the way that they dressed and the way that they acted. But I think it was more, what's the word? I don't know how to wordify it, but I'm going to try and wordify it. Like, it was more secluded into, it was more distinct.
Right.
Like, because I feel like
it
right now...
It was cross-contamination.
Yeah, because of social media, it's so easy to see what people are doing across the world.
Yeah.
And then
like,
that's...
Like, globalization,
exactly,
everything. Like, everything is all mixed up.
Exactly. So because of that, we can see what other people are doing. So people, like, just individuals in this day and age just look a lot more
And
similar.
Can I be so honest? I think that is causing an identity crisis for a lot of people.
One girl.
Like, I really do think it is. And I feel so bad for the younger generation. Like, my heart genuinely aches for them.
Yeah.
Because why am I seeing, like, I just sound like the oldest that I used to just think were trying to shit back in the day.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, like, back in the day, we're like, oh, like, you're so young. Why are you trying to dress up? Like, why do you look so old for your age? I'm seeing the youngest now, and I'm just like...
Bro, look at the S7s. I'm literally
Why do you have... A 13 by 6
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
At the age of 13 and 14.
Real. Like, you actually just walked into it.
Guys. But this is what they thought about us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a cycle that keeps on going. And I'm very
afraid.
The cycle's
becoming, like, scarier and scarier.
It's getting worse with the social media.
It was slow, you know, was progressive.
It's getting worse.
Now, like...
It's getting worse.
I think one thing that a lot of people say is that the youngest, they just don't have no, like, respect. Like, I know it's not a thing where you have to respect your elders, but it's more like, you don't, like, there are no boundaries. Like, there's no, you're in year seven, I'm in year eight.
None of that, Because I all have access to the TikTok. I can get a million views, same you can get a million views.
Yeah.
I can get a frontal, just like you can get a frontal. Yeah. There's nothing separating. There's no childhood stages now, because everybody just wants to...
Grow up. Everyone wants to grow up so
Guys, it's not right. Yeah. It's not right.
The truth is, if you look at what 16-year-olds look like back in the day, you'll think that they're...
Because we didn't have knotless back then. Okay, there's knots. There's knots were still on our heads.
For real. Nah, it made the parting was bumpy, everything. Look like Moses was parting the sea on your head top,
like,
love. Yeah.
It's not possible. Yes. Like, and I feel like for them, it's gonna be a lot harder. I feel like with us, at least, like, we still have some idea of, like, what we personally, like, want and like for ourselves.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we didn't grow up on social media. Like,
We didn't,
in our formative years.
And that's what people need to remember. People talk about Gen Z. We're Gen Z, right?
Yeah. People
talk about Gen Z. Just have to clarify. And it's like, I had that era of my life where I woke
there was no
up and I
went
outside
we went
to
outside.
Play. Like,
there was
I went
no,
outside to,
like,
meet people. Like, you couldn't
the internet was invented
text
in the year
friend.
We were born, I'm pretty sure. Or, like, the first iPhone. Or just something
happened
in 2004.
Like,
something.
Like,
so we didn't grow up. Like, Instagram and that came out, like, 2015. First year by... What's this thing called?
Primary school.
Then. So in our formative years, we were not doing that.
Well,
and
the
I'm,
first thing that hype that was hype about us was, like,
Blackberries. But I'm not gonna lie, in primary school though, we had trends, because I know I was wearing them shorts and leggings underneath.
No, hold on.
So
what about the Shambhala?
The Shambhala. Don't get it started.
I mean, loom bands.
Loom bands.
That. Yeah.
So how did that spread? If there was no
advertisements, TV.
Nobody
watches
TV. The break in between. No one watches TV. You know Disney Channel's gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, Toys R Us is shut down. No,
everything.
Toys,
they don't, nothing. They don't, and that's what I'm saying. Imagine from the age of kindergarten
conception
to year six,
yeah,
TikTok. I need to wear this. I need to wear
yeah.
that. You didn't have
this
time
is the
to
latest drip.
You
yeah.
because you are social media now. So
oh,
I feel bad for them, because I don't think they've had the time to develop any sense of personhood outside of TikTok.
Oh my god.
And that's really,
and
really
do you know
sad
what else it
and
is?
Scary.
People are, like, losing hobbies. Either they do it for TikTok, like, they'll pick up, like, sewing so that they can create
say,
pieces, so
that
they can say, oh,
you're doing
the piece that I created
for the TikTok.
For
like, you but don't do anything for yourself
what
anymore.
I realized, because my sister, like, she's in year A.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try and find her. She doesn't have social media. She hasn't had social media. Her friends were getting phones in like year four.
That's crazy.
She can play the ukulele. She can play the piano. She can draw. Period. She can do hair.
Period.
And it's like, these are things that you pick up because you have nothing, to do.
Oh my god.
Children used to read.
You have to find something. You're gonna sit on that dolly and braid that plait until you get it perfect. Because what else?
There's no YouTube to teach you how to do
it. What else? You're gonna find a way to trial and error.
Which is how all these like incredible musicians came about. No one taught you how to do it. You just learned yourself.
And that's why
by ear because you taught yourself.
That's why back then I feel like the whole idea of originality was a thing. Yeah. Because you were actually you didn't see it. Yeah. You sat in your room and you created that.
Maybe you were inspired by it.
You were inspired, but it's easier to be like quote unquote original or come on something so different and you've never seen it before because you didn't see it before. Like that is harder for that to happen now. So when people are saying, oh, every tracksuit looks like Yagi, everything looks because people are just replicating what they're seeing.
People are just
Back in the day, like people are making things out from their brain for real, like from nature. Like maybe they look at a tree, they look at something and they get inspired. Inspiration is now TikTok.
Yeah. And that's literally it. Guys. People, like you can say if you like that it's not TikTok. I'm trying to think what other social media apps are there really out there, and it's like if you look at, I call them like the big three, they're definitely not three of them, but like you know the big UK YouTubers and look at them like Chance, Nella, them lot, like the Beta Squad and then Adeola Petre, Maya Musa. I look at them and it's like literally everyone is trying to be them.
Be them,
everyone is in their influencer like the bag.
The what do you call this thing? The like upcoming ones that wants to try and be them. Yeah. Like, do you know who I'm talking about? Like
not really.
All the like maybe like the Madison Bees, the like
I haven't seen these a lot, you know.
And I'm again, it's no hate because get your bag.
No, for real. It's never hate.
But we just can't even deny the fact that everything is actually copy and paste.
Yeah.
Again, emphasis on that. That's not an issue.
It's not a bad thing,
what
but
else
like
can
what
you do?
Bro, what if you just say in facts
but
here,
it's a thing where the fact
sort of
is like that's how things are these days.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just so easy. Even me, guys, like I go through like I feel like I went through identity crisis. Okay, that's a drag, not identity crisis. Like, I did get trapped in that thinking of like, oh my god, what aesthetic do I want? Yeah. Like streetwear, UK baddie, like earthy girl, like oh my gosh, guys, like who can I be? Like my Pinterest, like please, like I really wanted to have something that I could be insecure. And the cargoes and Bershka. No, the next day, like
bro,
guys,
and then you'll go through that phase of just wanting to like clear your whole wardrobe and starting again.
And I have to stop and just think, I'm done buying pieces to fit something. I'ma just if I like this, I'ma get it. It doesn't need to be this or that.
And I'm gonna rock it.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
It's not by force. It's not by force.
That's so real. But if it like I can literally like smell the comments. People are gonna like come and try and say, oh yeah, but that like why are you wearing this, that and the third? Why are you doing your makeup? Bright under eye. Yes.
Bright eyes, bright.
As we
guys.
Said, there are things like there are trends that we genuinely
you
like.
Are, yeah,
and
exactly.
We're gonna attribute it to ourselves.
And it's not an issue. I feel like that's the thing
it's
as well. It gets definitely annoys me when people are just like, oh, like why can't they copy her and stuff? It's not copying, guys. What do you want to wear?
Well, it
if
is
I walk
copying.
Into Zara,
well, it's not a bad thing.
But if I walk into a shop, like that's the clothes they're selling me. What should I do? Like get a sewing machine. Well, she can, but like
real.
I have to wear what's being sold to me, so I can't be that special, and that's okay.
Oh my gosh, Niobe. No, not even like. Oh. Well, maybe tea. Oh. Do you know what I deeped? We're thinking about it bottom up, girl.
Okay.
What are they selling us?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and a lot of these influencers.
And why does TikTok
want to
push
paid?
Out what they want to push out on
Thank
particular?
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of the influencers who are influencing us to be influenced are being
paid
by specific brands to influence us with those brandings.
Oh. So someone is literally creating the dynamic of the world.
The dynamic of the world.
What? Guys, someone in a factory on AliExpress
the
created
reality
the black girl.
Of the universe.
When
no,
they made that fur jacket, when they made those tracks.
The Zara jacket, don't talk about
and
it.
Pushed it to us, pushed it to like because that's people don't buy things because they see they don't buy things because they see it on Zara, they buy it because they see a TikTok of a girl walking to the airport and the hair is blowing
and, it looks good.
And she's on the yacht.
And
it's the lifestyle, it's
girl.
The feeling, it's the
look
vibe.
Like
so of course you want to get that. That's why have you ever seen perfume adverts?
I've seen them.
Perfume
How
adverts
can you
have
miss them?
Nothing to do with perfume. It's a woman flailing in the sky.
Shut up.
Flailing in the
you
sky.
I was unpacking this with my brother the other day. Sorry. Hugo Boss.
It has nothing to do with the scent. It's selling you what you want to be and feel. Then you're jumping off a mountain.
And it's like, it's selling you emotions.
It's selling you
emotions. It's selling you feels. It's selling you vibes. Yeah.
And it's telling you that if you get this, you're going to be happy. So that's why, like, basically, whoever is the people that owns the world.
The people who own the world, because
who we are.
Own social media, whoever is in charge of the algorithm is literally they running our lives. They are creating.
Oh my gosh, they're destroying and the children. And
that's the thing. Do you see how?
And they're doing on sick know what bastards. They're doing. I'm so sorry. This is really off topic. Don't let them
take
it.
The video down, Naomi.
Oh, sorry.
Don't let them take censor. It down. Because we're literally exposing
censor,
them.
Censor. But this is actually off topic, but it just reminded me when we're talking about like how they're influencing little children, like.
Yeah.
Why are vapes multicolored? I saw a Skittles vape. Sorry.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
You're like, literally begging for kids to buy that. And obviously, it's not really, like, the point is, it's the way, like, these companies are just creating your reaction. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe. Like, why are they targeting these children? It's
marketing.
Not right.
It's marketing, not right. Yeah. It's I used right. to think that, you know, when people studied marketing, that, like, oh, yeah, I want to do marketing. When people were saying that, I was thinking, like, this is literally, like, not significant. It's not important. Marketing is everything.
You have no idea. And I have no
marketing
idea.
Marketing is
I couldn't even tell you the extent to which I've been influenced by ads.
I don't have any idea.
But I know I have.
Like, the fact that I'm sitting here, like, talking on a podcast is literally evidence enough. But
I know I've been influenced. Because you know why? A couple of TikToks of Brazil and I'm ready to book my flight.
Nah.
Who's been on Brazil TikTok? Guys, you're missing. You don't understand every TikTok. Oh, Brasilia, Brasilia.
Nah, she's like.
Guys, the way I'm dying to go to Brazil, all because of TikTok.
Literally, yeah, bro.
That's not normal.
And the algorithm, they're controlling knows what you, bro. It's doing.
Like them, because and it's like we're being puppets. We're
like
puppets.
One video, like one video. I
and
dare
who's
you.
Getting paid? British Airways,
like
EasyJet.
One video,
all from one TikTok.
You're going down a rabbit hole, bro.
It's not right.
Like, I don't know what it is. I like.
I think
one
I need to go to a desert island for like a month and reconnect with my inner self, because when I actually deeper,
like
this I feel like
we're
right.
too far gone.
We're too far gone.
Even
we
if
are.
We went to a desert island and we, like, went into isolation, like, severe, like, independent mode.
Yeah.
I feel like we're too far gone. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if
but
it's
I feel
about
like
age.
A bigger question is just, like, why do we, like, okay, let's say we're saying that we see things, right, on the internet, we like it, and we want to recreate that. Mm-hmm. We have the desire because we think it's going to make us happy.
Yeah.
Like, why do we think that
it's going to make us
like,
happy?
Like, why do we... This is so, like, broad and, like, not...
Please
topic,
feel
but,
free. No, like...
But, like, obviously we're doing here. That because we want that same, like, social affection and, like, praise.
Yeah.
But, like, why are we so hungry for praise?
For validation.
Why? For validation.
Because human beings need human beings and they need to know that they're doing it right. They need to know that people like what they're doing because... Like, we literally can't survive without other people. And in order to have other people, they need to like
validate you.
You,
okay.
You know what I mean? They I need to, it. Like, I they need it. To want to be around you. Like,
I'm trying to think,
and
like,
in
why?
Order to achieve that, they have to fit in with the norms.
Yeah,
with
you've
what
just been
is.
Outcast otherwise.
Exactly.
And it goes back to, like, obviously, I'm a Christian. I didn't...
Yeah,
like,
go on, girl.
I didn't come from a monkey. But... but for you men that believe that, it's the idea
where
of, like...
get that from?
Survival of the fittest, like...
Fairs.
So you can't be out the herd, bro. You're getting left
gosh,
behind.
I see where
our evolution
from.
Wants
I
us to be in
from.
The pack. We need to be.
Darwin kind of ate that little one.
He ate that little one.
He ate that little one. Like, people are going to argue that, no, you didn't eat that, but sir, I applaud you. evolution and like natural selection.
Natural selection, real. I feel like to an extent, that's what we're seeing. It's like you don't want to be an outcast. At our core,
we're actually animals for real.
We need to be behave.
Oh my god,
our school of fish. Like we gotta be with the other. That
was a word. No, genuinely, that
we gotta
was
be with our people. Like, what are we gonna do on our own?
No, for real. What are we gonna do without everyone else? Literally nothing. So, in order to have the people,
you
have to,
better get that bust down. You
have to conform.
Better get that bust down. Born to be concealer. That hood of beauty.
Sorry, very quickly, just literally very off topic. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with LA girl?
I still use her.
And
I'm telling you, again, it comes down
to
black girl luxury market on TikTok.
Lululemons,
horse riding.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of the day, I actually really love it because I like to see,
I've been dying to talk about it.
I like to see black girls, not being afraid of, boo.
Yeah.
You want to go horse riding and you don't want to be
on horse.
Do it. But again, it's still another just type of, someone's trying to sell you a reality. Like they're trying to sell you this dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick to my beauty supply store LA, bro, girl. Concealer and shade fawn.
One girl. The truth is, everyone has shade fawn. Like if you don't have fawn in your LA girl, you're doing the wrong, bro.
I'm gonna do it. So for real, but I hear what you're saying, and I'm so easy influenced as well.
Because
I really bought that £35 Huda Beauty loose powder.
You bought it.
I bought it.
They got you.
They got me, and I'm fine with that because I like to put my little powder. I even bought. Oh, guys,
I'm a stick to Rebelouche.
I even bought Chanel No. 5 perfume.
They got you.
Just so that I can do.
No, Naomi.
And I feel nice. No. But that feeling isn't fake. I actually feel nice. No, you don't understand. It gives me confidence. Like, when I'm walking around, I'm like...
Should I tell you what it is?
This is £135 perfume on my body right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even.
It's psychological.
It is. But it's not fake. I'm not tricking myself into thinking I'm happy. It's actually making me happy.
The thing is, but is it, though? Because I know it is. I know it is,
what
two,
is happiness,
to you? You're
saying, is it, though? But if I'm feeling excited, surely, if the pheromones are getting, not pheromones, serotonin is getting released, am I not happy?
How do I explain it? I feel like it's definitely happiness. You are happy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's the means by which,
Yeah.
It's a manufactured happiness. At the end of the day, what isn't?
Yeah.
What happiness is not created by something?
What isn't?
And I feel like I definitely came into this episode hoping to debunk everything and say, everyone
we
just
are individuals. Yeah,
we're literally independent people. You can't keep conforming to social media trends. You need to be yourself. But to be honest,
guys, we can't. And it's okay. Just be free.
Just
if you want to get that bust down, do it.
Get that bust down.
If you want
those
butterfly locks, do
get it.
If you want that earthy girl look, that long skirt.
Do it.
Do it.
Like the waist beads, the nails, the piercings.
Do it. Because what else you gonna do?
For real.
What else you gonna do?
Because at the end of the day, as much as you can be unique in and of yourself, we've concluded that not only do we need people, but we need people. That's literally it. Like we need people. There are so many means by which.
I am a strong believer in I am, not because I think, but because we are. I am because we are.
So
and because we are, I am.
You don't think that Descartes ate that when he said, I think, therefore I am?
He was
Let's talk about Descartes like this. He's literally my bestie. I love the man.
Is he going to be your bestie, though?
Yes.
A black woman. Okay. That's what I thought. Sorry, because I know he wouldn't have liked to talk to you.
No, for real. Oh my god,
that's your bestie, yeah? Guan Goody. I don't think he thought you could think.
Wait.
To be honest,
wait.
Maybe you weren't. That's why you weren't a human in his eyes.
Wait, no. Oh my god. And she chuckled. She laughed with an accent on the E.
Sorry.
But the thing is, you're saying that you're fair. You're so right, but no, I want to actually unpack what you were saying before we got to chat.
I am because we are. That's my saying. If I think about what makes me, I'm
people.
A daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a...
Wasn't she talking about this in, what episode was it? I think it was episode 12,
mm-hmm.
with Fian. Mm-hmm. Basically, can you exist without other people?
No.
And we basically concluded that no.
You're only your whole because identity. Of how you're perceived and how you react.
Talk about it.
In response to that perception.
Yeah.
That's... you come into being because of
revelation.
Interaction. Like, you can't be if no one knows who you are. Because you're not a thing then.
If people ask, like, who are you, every single title that you give yourself is a socialized title.
It's a socialized
title.
It's a title that on your
society
own.
Has labeled you
Hi
as.
Hi, guys, I'm Naibi. I'm a student. I'm
a woman.
It's things that...
I'm black.
You know what I mean?
I'm this.
And we wouldn't know we're black if someone wasn't white. We wouldn't know if we're women if someone wasn't a man.
Yeah.
So everything, even if you think gender or sex is so, like, innate, you're labeling that by comparing it to something else. By Nothing comparison. Is on its own. Like... That's why we need borders in countries, because a country's only country because it's next to another country. Like, oh, no, guys, please. Like, I'm only here because that border was open. Not like that. Not like that, but like, do you know what I mean?
Say,
like,
how did we get? She said, that's why we need borders.
Oh, no, but like, I get it. In life, in general, like,
to
boundaries.
Differentiate,
like,
boundary, yeah.
As I think people think, like, having a boundary makes something like, how do I say it?
Negative connotation.
Not even negative, but it's like, how do I... Like, difference... No.
Take your time, girl. Take your time, girl.
But it's just like, okay. Things are, like, are defined because they're in a... Like, with no boundaries, nothing would, like, be its own thing. And I feel like when people think things are in, like, boundaries or borders, it's, like, closed off or, like...
Yeah, it's not inclusive.
It
not
loses
open.
It. But you can't have it without the boundaries. Like, you can't have... Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
maybe I get exactly what you're trying to say. Because, for example, if there's if there's an open field,
yeah,
and there are different sections in the field, this section for the sheep, this section for the whatever, it all will mix together unless they're offensive.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, okay, and the sheep gets to be the sheep because it's in its own
because it's
fence.
In its own area.
If
with
it wasn't,
the sheep.
Then everyone's intermingling. Yeah, that one's getting a baby, but that one we don't have sheep no more. We just have
whatever
cows.
But like, what if though? What if?
What if?
Sorry, I can't get over the fact that you actually just said a kashaw. Maybe you're not real. You're not real.
Sorry.
But like, what if, like, Pangea?
Oh, Fez. It's not possible.
At this point, definitely not. That's
it's not possible. And I don't think it needs to be possible. I don't think I want it to be possible. I don't want it. Yeah. Oh, but what
I think
if?
I'm just, like, hypothetically, like, what if everybody was just, like... But at the same time, it's probably just not possible. It's just not possible. Literally because of geography. Yeah. Like, the temperature across the globe.
And it just wouldn't
just
be good because nothing would be its own thing. Like, Africa wouldn't exist. Europe wouldn't exist because, like, for Africa to exist, it has to have a
boundary.
And then
there will be no globalization. There will be no sharing of culture.
Yeah, because there's nothing to share when it's all one.
All one. Wow.
Like... Yeah, like deeper globalization, the spread of information is caused by boundaries between information.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a paradox, but it's like, do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Like, I literally get what you're saying, but
like,
I
literally, like, something.
Do you think that there's so much friction because, like, social media is that thing that's trying to create a digital Pangea? Do you see where I'm coming from? Because everybody's literally on top of each other, but like in socials, and the socials are spread into real life.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, guys, hear me out.
Go on, girl.
Maybe this whole desire to like be different and like fit into your aesthetic is because you need to find something. Because of how social media is, everything is one. So like, I need to be an earthy girl so that I'm defined.
Yeah, so that I can
so that I'm
know
not just
myself.
Lost in the sea of TikTok. Yeah. Like, so that I can define myself as an individual. Yeah. Like, I want to be different so that I can be.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like without trying to conform to something, you have no
because
identity.
Because you really can't be, like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, if everything is everyone,
say, girl,
I keep saying that.
I get you. Like, and I'm trying to tell
but
you,
like,
I get
if
you.
If everything is everyone and social media is just consuming everything, no wonder people are really begging to be something because... You gotta be something.
Because
you're
to gonna
be
something.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
I'm so scary.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, you think that's why it's so like it has such a great impact on like
the
young people?
Yeah, because they're the ones that didn't have any time to get anything.
They literally have nothing. They're literally children. I don't know how we got here from that question. But I feel like
we're still there.
I think we're still there. We're definitely still in the
because
question.
Because it's just about a broader thing of individuality and collectivity, nature and nurture. Like,
yeah, you could argue that the question itself was flawed. because it assumed that there was a distinction.
Yeah.
There was a difference.
I love
to do
that in my essays.
Yeah.
I need to start by attacking the assumptions of the
question. Right, the question is wrong.
The question, like,
I need to start doing that in my introduction. Like, so if we're looking at the question.
The question.
We'll find that
within
the question
really
there are underlying assumptions.
Underlying conflicts.
That we need
tensions,
to address.
Paradoxes.
In this essay.
Yeah.
But, cool. We've found out. come to a conclusion that the question, let's circle back.
Yeah, circle back to the question. So read it out one time so we can get an answer to the question.
So do we desire things because we think that those things will make us happy, or do things make us happy because we desire them? Question mark.
The truth is...
And tell me what the truth is.
The truth is both statements are true.
Well...
Do we desire things because we think they make us happy? That's more, I feel like, of your, like, innate personal desires. Maybe that's there because of specifically how you were brought up and how your family and your life. And that's why you have a desire and you think they make you happy. The other one is more just, like, all these things that you don't even realise are giving you desires. Yeah. Like, TikTok, social media, adverts, TV. Just someone walking down the street. Maybe someone walking down the street, right? And maybe they've got a lot of confidence. They look nice. And you see a bag. You're not even going to realise it, but you're going to want that bag.
Yeah, because you're associated with
it's a positive vibe.
Characteristics. Like, the whole thing, yes, the whole thing's about
life.
Oh, that's
how that's how they dreams, sell you. And I'm not going to lie, I fall heavy into it. I don't even care. Like, actually, let me not drag. I don't fall that heavy into it. But I do just hear, like, the whole, like, luxury black girl thing that's going on, like, I want to go horse riding. Like,
yeah. You want to wear your little soft girl sundress.
Yeah. Yes. But
I think we
can... that's not a problem.
Oh, yeah, just life. Emphasis. It's just not a problem. Like, everything that has been said in this episode, disclaimer, is just observation. No negativity. Not positivity here, the things you can't touch. But I think just, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to lead to another... spill of more conversation, but I just want to say, I think this is really a product of capitalism,
as usual.
Let's not ignore the elephant in the room. People will say, oh yeah, it's capitalism, this capitalism, that, yeah, capitalism, this capitalism, literally that,
like, that
that's literally, guys, what is keeping, like, the world spinning right
everything
now.
Everything that is the way it is, everything is the way it is because of that economic system that we have. Like, the whole world.
Money really does make the world go round. It does. It does. Whether we like it or not, he wouldn't. That's not why he brought us here.
The love of money.
Ah, right.
Okay.
But I think that's what even led me to talking about trends. Like, the reason why things are trending is because it's going to bring in the most money. Like, people literally pay these influencers. It's a bad thing. I'm just saying that, like, this is what happens. Like, pay me.
No, real. Because I will promote that wig if you're going to give me the money.
If you're going to give me the money, like, I can never judge. Do you know what I mean? Okay, princess hair. Don't play with me.
I'm going to do it.
But people literally pay to promote these things, and then people fall into the trap unknowingly.
Yeah.
That, like, this is because, bro, like, I've been dying to talk about this for a hot minute, and I'm literally just shoehorning it in because I literally want to talk about it, and I want you to
speak on it.
Like,
speak
and I want you to say your opinion. Like, I feel like, obviously, I don't have the statistics, but I do genuinely believe that black women contribute the most to the economy. Not that we have the most money, but in terms of, like, in terms of how much money we have and how much we spend, we definitely use the most of our purchasing power.
I saw an actual stat.
Oh my gosh.
That African Americans spend the most I'm going to get so cancelled. But guys, this is actually factual information.
I'm going to get so cancelled, but go on.
This is factual information. But seriously, like, African Americans spend the most whilst having the lowest average.
Yeah. Worth. Yeah. And the thing is, like, they ought not to cancel you. If it's a fact, it's a fact. And
that's what they always talk about. I think it's just the same for just black women in general. Women, and it's our fault. It's so wicked of them to try and make it seem like we just spend money.
Yeah.
Because when I had my afro, he told me to sit at the back of the classroom so that other girl could see. So I have to go buy straighteners, and I have to buy a wig, and I have to braid my hair because I can't be me. So don't get confused when I'm going to the hair shop every time, £50, because you told me to do that.
Maybe, girl. Let me tell you something. Yeah. And they jump on it. They leech onto it. They know exactly what they're doing.
Like,
when you walk into the hair shop, why are there so many different colours of gummy? Tell me why. They know what they are doing.
It's the same damn thing. Pink tax. That paracetamol in the Tesco brand is the same as the Feminax. It's the same thing. It's the same.
Maybe.
It's the same. And oh, I feel like in America they have it bad.
Yeah.
Because theirs is like, that's the home of capitalism.
They have to pay.
Their thing is, bro, for real. Madness.
The land of the free. They're literally selling us dreams, bro. Like, it's literally, the hair shop is literally
black women,
just
like, it's
one
just
example.
Unfortunate.
Bro, forget, like, besides the gummy, besides the different, the different colored eco styler, the different glues for the lace, so the different vendors.
And every day there's a new trend. There's three-point curly sewing. I thought, like, which one, guys? Which one?
What do you want me to do?
What
today?
Do you want from like, me? Like, from I me don't
today?
Know.
And it's a thing where they make sure the quality of these things are bad so that we can keep coming buying
every time.
So we can keep coming back to buy more.
Why is vending chaser a trend? That's stupid hair, guys. Like, oh I'm telling you, the bundles are like £9. You know, it got tangled in about 1 second. So now you have to go back and get another one.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to get another one.
Either make the product really small if it's a really good product so you can go and then really expensive so you can go back and keep buying it. Or
it's
they make it really cheap and really terrible so that when you buy it, you have to go and keep looking for alternatives.
And I feel like so many people have so much to say. People have so much to say about how much black women spend on
maintenance.
But guys, if I don't, you will crucify me.
I'm saying that will drag you in the work.
You will make me carry the cross, put it in the hill, and you will then crucify me. Like, you will do it. Because even having my nails right now, I'm here sitting like this.
Don't you get it?
I'm here sitting like this one. Every 2 seconds, guys, wrong ebbing. Like, oh, they cancel. But
my
every 2 seconds, like,
gone.
That's not right.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I can't escape that. Yeah. Maybe one day in it, but.
Yeah, do you get it? Bro. And then, do you know the other thing that's literally the best that is just look like hilarious?
What?
Designer. Let's talk about it.
Don't get me started on
real
designer.
Real rich people don't wear designer brands.
The one that says Gucci.
But do you know the rich people that wear designer brands? The UK drill artist.
Oh my gosh. This is like so off
Nicki
topic.
Minaj.
But you know this is a conversation
the black
of
artists.
Black wealth.
Oh dear.
And new money versus old money and generational wealth. When you see black artists doing well,
yeah.
Chain. Lambo.
Abby. Three cars. She said
girls, everything bust down to the floor.
Oh my gosh,
because you have to, it's almost like you're showing what you have because you haven't had
it. You need to prove
but
that
for them lot,
it.
Bro, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever,
like
one white t-shirt,
bro,
that has a
wearing
hole.
A polo and jeans, bro. And the jeans are not even designer. Like,
we were really talking about, I was talking about this with my friend actually the other day because she went to boarding school, right?
Yeah.
She went on like a scholarship, whatever. She was there for like maybe 2 years or sixth form. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about how like, how different things manifest, like black wealth versus like white wealth. Or I don't even know if this is a race or class thing, but anyway, the two are intertwined. But it's a thing where it's like, she was talking about how like, when black people go on holiday, you know where we're going. I'm going DR, I'm going
for
Colombia. For them, I'm going on vacation.
Let's not mention Marbella before they drag.
But it's just like, that's not funny. My baby. Anyway, but I really do feel like with the thing with black wealth, like, we just show it so much more differently. It's so much more like outward because it's like you want to show that you've got it.
But I feel like that's really, really bad.
Yeah.
The only reason why is because like, it's great, you have it, you've got money, you're doing great for yourself. Mm. Yeah, you're probably giving
it's
money
like,
to charity.
Who are we trying to impress? Because the people that own the LVMH, yeah, whatever they're called, the fashion house that owns it, they're looking at you like, you really worked those Amazon warehouse shifts to get this bag.
Bro, guys are spending SFE on Balenciaga.
On Montclair.
Like, no.
On Canada Goose. Canada Goose. They're looking at you like,
do you get it? And I think that's what I wanted to touch on. The fact that, because we see this as the epitome or the evidence of
the
wealth,
goal, yeah,
we're trying
yeah.
to attain that ourselves.
Yeah,
you don't have the pocket for that, and that's fine. You don't have to have the pocket.
I feel like
for it.
I feel like our generation is maybe like a bit. I think we're a bit confused. We haven't, guys. Most of us are students at this age.
Oh.
We are students living off of SFE and what your passing job at McDonald's, yeah? We are students. And yet, like, you need to have an LV Alma BB.
You,
need to have one pair of tracks, one pair. Like, you need to have certain things. And it's like, I'm not saying that's an issue. Everyone should do what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just
yeah.
saying, can we just for a second realize that this is not normal?
No, because honestly,
20 years old,
me and Elizabeth
and
actually mentioned
Selfridges
this
only.
A lot of
20
times.
Years old, and I feel like actually I don't even want to get into that.
Before you get into it,
yeah.
She was basically saying how back in the day they used to leave uni with £1 in their account, and they were fine with that. Like, you don't need to be balling.
I don't know.
Like
we
actually,
have to soft life. Like, everyone wants to go on the yacht and shake their ass.
And it's because Nella said
we can't afford it.
It's because Nella told us to.
You're scraping change together. Have you seen all the story times of girls that have gone on holiday with no money and they're like taking, like living off their best friends and stuff?
The horror stories.
Why?
Like, people are not paying their rent because they need to buy designer.
It's not right. But the thing is, it's also not their fault.
Exactly.
I mean, take some agency, but it's also not their fault. Because when society is telling you, like, you have to do this, what do you want to do? And can I just take it somewhere else? Like, I'm really sorry.
Please take it.
But I have to take it to, like, Fraud Boys. Sorry. I have to take it to Fraud Boys. And I have to say this, right? No one should cancel me and no one should call me a pick me. But I'm just going to say it.
One girl.
Because I do feel like, as black women, like, we can't be so confused when everyone's doing fraud when you're demanding Selfridges on the first date.
They have to bang that
in. The money, where's it going to come from? The sky?
No, for real. The tree, maybe it grows.
So we can't be confused when 50% of black men, black boys, are doing fraud. But like, when the standard at this age. Don't get me wrong. Like, take some agency.
Don't bang air.
Don't do fraud.
Don't do fraud.
Don't do fraud. But I'm just saying, like, I do think we've contributed to that.
Yeah.
Like, that culture. Because at the end of the day, why do you think boys are doing that? It's to... like, impress girls, like, realistically. Mm-hmm. They might not even know that, but that's what they're doing.
I'm sitting here trying to think if I agree with that notion or not. If that's the reason. Part of me feels like they're trying
obviously there's other reasons, but yeah.
I don't think it's just girls. I think they're trying to impress themselves.
Yeah. And their boys.
Like, man them.
Have you seen boys in front of other boys?
Boys in front of
boys. Baby!
Yeah, they need rowdy. That all literally comes from the top, which is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
There's an image that they are projecting into us, which makes us spend the money. Yeah. Like, they want us to aspire towards those things.
They're telling us, like, get this and you're going to be happy, bro. So now you're doing whatever you've got to do to get that.
Yeah. What's the fat of shame?
All the influencers and all that we copy. Sorry, excuse me, have a Uber. All the influencers and all that we copy.
Yeah.
Go on the trips for free
because they're still
Oh,
so how did we forget that?
Land, yeah.
How did we forget?
Everything, that we're breaking our backs to purchase.
They haven't spent, in fact, they're getting paid to do it.
They get paid.
Yeah.
They get sent that wig.
Those wigs. You're thinking every day, oh, she got a purple wig, a pink wig, a broom wig.
They sent it to her. Free. And more time, they sent her a better quality so that you can buy it.
Better. No, and that's true because you know my friend Michelle, like, she does the wig influencing thing. And she told me, like, they will send you the best of the best.
Of the best. That so factory, you can promote it.
They are plucking that lace till it's perfect. Sorry.
No one.
They really are.
That's the thing,
we're trying to recreate something that we don't even know what's going on. You think they're hustling, picking up shifts to do it?
Bro.
No.
They are sitting in their room, in their bag, in their house with six
rooms.
We need
to wake up. Wake up! Wake up! Like, it's actually does, like, it sits on my heart on a real thing. Because I feel like it's so many young people, like, including myself. I'm saying young people, but I'm saying us as well. Like, the pressure
is
and the
getting
worse. It's too much and it's self-inflicted.
Oh my God.
It's self-inflicted. And we really, 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 really need to step out and just, guys, breathe. Like, my friend, I have a friend, and like...
All of your friends are getting shout-outs today and I love it. No,
but like, seriously, and she told me, like, she does not get public transport when she went to her man. They will not... They've never stepped off on a train, on a bus. It's a cab thing or get a car.
No, but the
that's not like, guys, why?
That's how they're going to drag me. The truth is, though, but that's so embarrassing. You and your man together, right?
Oh, my God!
They've got me.
You see, guys, they've even got one of us. Like, the creator, she's been got. Like, she's been got.
I'm so sorry to imagine, like, you and
guys, but this is... I'm just saying.
He's tugging, and he can't catch the bus. And then both of you end up missing the bus. And, like, the 107, like, has literally... Like, I don't even know if there's a bus 107, but the bus has gone past you. And you're standing there, both of you looking at each other like, egg, get a cab. Or learn to drive.
Eden. Anyway, guys, this is the issue, right? This is the issue that
clients
we need to unpack.
Liquor and clients.
And we need to...
That was an issue for... That's not you.
We need to, like... We need to, like, we need to, what's the word? We need to de-influence ourselves quickly. Like, I need to de-influence myself. I'll put my hand up. Like, yeah, it needs to stop. Like, but it really
do,
needs to stop.
But do we want to, though?
No. It's a need, not a
and
want.
And I think that is the question.
But it is a need to an extent. That's what I was going to say. Because it's exhausting. It's actually exhausting.
Is, but I feel like it keeps a lot of people going. It keeps a lot. Like, it keeps you on your toes. Something like, it gives you something to do. Do you know what I mean?
No, I hear it.
It gives you something to aspire for, to strive towards.
I hear it.
But I think, there's too many points. On that, I feel like it's definitely deterring us and removing us from the issues at hand. Like, everything that's happening in Palestine, everything that's happening in Congo, we're too busy focusing on... And the thing is, it's really bad that I said Palestine and Congo because those are the big things right now. Yeah. There are probably greater things happening, but I don't know, literally because of what I'm saying, which is that you're too, like, caught up in following trends. You're too caught up in doing... Which is, like, I would
Can
argue
I take this
that,
somewhere that might be a bit controversial?
Because, like, I was even about to say a controversial statement
Go on.
I was going to say, I would argue that, like, the... All of the attention towards Palestine and Congo specifically is literally a trend in and of itself.
I was about to say, why has activism become a trend?
It has, yeah.
I think people forget, like, this... Because the human brain genuinely cannot... What's the word? We're not able to, like, conceptualize or visualize what it means for thousands and millions of people to be slaughtered. Like,
no,
we physically don't know. Like, we can't... It's not words that means anything to us. Like, it's numbers. It means nothing. Yeah. And I think social media, when you're seeing every day, it's really bad. But it's not normal for me to see a father holding a beheaded baby and then get back to politics revision.
No, for real.
It's not normal. Yeah. Like, it's very sinister.
Yeah.
And you would think that now that we have social media, it's easier for information to get around. People get more help. But it's worse because now you're seeing it and you don't even, you've carried on with your day.
Yeah.
You've carried on with your day.
Yeah.
You're posting watermelons as a threat. Like, and it's hard because I'm not saying don't do that. Like, we need to raise awareness.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, at this point, it's like, what's the phrase that people say? Oh, what did they say? What's the phrase?
Free.
No.
Is it even related to
this? No, it's not related because people say, like, a win's a win.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Like, a win is a win.
Like, a win is a win.
We're raising awareness.
A win is
even
a win. If it is a trend,
a win is a win.
It's true.
But it's like, at the same time, I feel like that win is a win mentality. It's a win
for the situation.
For the situation.
It's a fail for humanity.
Wow.
Like,
that was deep.
Guys,
that was
we
deeper.
Really have to do better. Like, did you guys see that that video of one American, like, president writing on the bullets in Israel talking about some
I have not seen that.
Sick what is going on, and I just think
send me that video.
It's really really really, like, horrifying, and, like, social media, it's just like another trend, it's another thing,
literally. That's what
and
I'm saying. So
it's
like,
not good. Like,
they know what they're doing. The big
good.
People at the top organizing and like in charge of the algorithm, they know remove like attention from
good.
The big issues at hand, remove attention from the things that you should really truly be caring about.
It's not
and
good at all.
In instances where people do really truly care about it, nothing is going to, like, I don't want to say nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to change, but it's a thing where people are not doing it because they actually actively want to make a change, or doing it because people are going to cancel you if you don't.
And that's why, like, it's taking you so long to speak out. Because now your following is being threatened.
Okay.
Now, but why is it that your followers will urge you to speak out against the slaughter of millions of people?
Because
that doesn't make sense. Like,
algorithm.
And that's the thing. But it's a difficult thing to be in, right? Because let's say, like, you're working, you've got rent to pay, you've got kids to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Your job will fire you if you open your mouth.
Yeah.
Now what?
You're going to be silent. You're going to be quiet. Because once upon a time, it wasn't trendy. To talk about the things that was going on. In fact, it was wet. People would repost and people would be like, oh, why are you reposting that?
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, people genuinely
didn't care. We
saw
the same thing with 2020
BLM. Bro, BLM
that black
was
square
the
on
biggest
Tuesday.
And the fattest
Blackout Tuesday
that we can ever talk about.
Because
Don't even get me started. Black Lives Matter, they will always matter and they have mattered. But that thing in 2020, whatever you call that, oh dear.
And it was, do you know what was just weird when you really think about it? It was like, not to discredit, like, it's good that all started.
Yeah.
But guys, like, George Floyd, again, may he rest in peace. That wasn't a unique story. Unfortunately. It wasn't a one. And the thing is, and this is why social media does what they do. Because by making this a big thing, you're like, oh my gosh, how can this happen? Yeah. But it happens every day. It's been happening.
People only do things when it's convenient
for
them.
It's been happening. When it doesn't do anything to you, and it doesn't risk anything
to you. That's the thing.
Then is it really, then you're not really doing anything anyway. It's like the whole boycott thing, like, not even to get into that too much, but it's like, cool. What was on the boycott list? Like, Starbucks. That was very easy for a lot of people to do because...
No, I don't even drink coffee. I've never been Starbucks, there for real,
But McDonald's, now you're scratching your head. And again, I'm not talking because I've definitely had a cheeseburger in the last 6 months. Like, I'm not crucifying anyone.
Never.
But we need to really think about this, like...
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say one last thing. I'm trying to remember. No. I forgot her.
Well, her.
Yeah, her. The thing I was gonna say.
Why is she a female?
I don't know. That's just something that I do. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. If you look at people's pages, like in general, when people talk about things that are happening, like general news, because do you know what I realized? People don't read anymore.
Oh yeah. People the attention span thing, the ADHD. TikTok creates ADHD, by the way.
Oh my god.
Can I say that? Oh, I don't know. Maybe edit that out. And maybe no, but
because do you know what it is? It's not even that it creates ADHD. I feel like you're correct in that it reduces our attention span.
Yeah.
For me, it's just that ADHD is just a lot more than attention span.
Yeah, it's a bit of a drag.
Being like being short. Yeah. There's just so much more. But like we get, I think we understand the sentiment of what you were saying. But what I was gonna say is that when people post about real things and people post about real situations, like for example, this trend of we spoke about in the episode, Elizabeth, of black women being killed and being found in bodies of water is not a joke. I've gone on TikTok, I've researched it. A lot of people have made videos about it. 1K views.
Yeah.
50 likes.
Yeah.
It's only when something is convenient to the general public that things are going to, like...
Viral.
Yeah, that things are going to go viral. March. People are going to care. And it's like, you're going to come under someone's page and be like, oh, yeah... You could be talking about Palestine. Why aren't you talking about Congo? Yeah. Why aren't you? But it's like, I've spoken about significant things on this page, for example.
You have
just
because,
first of all, it's not.
You don't know what's going
and
on.
And it's like, just because you decided to blow up a video that seems like it's chasing clout, suddenly, oh yeah, you should be talking about this, you should be talking about that. Is that Rebecca at the door? Does someone knock?
Maybe.
Can I make that up?
I heard like a knocking, but I don't know if it's
the truth is Naomi. We've been here for like
the unprecedented time is about amount to get
of time. Up. Nah, Naomi, this was
such a good gist. I think you just call it a gist.
Oh my gosh, I just want to like make a couple of disclaimers before people want to like this. Like everything that we said was just like. What we are observing. We're not making any moral judgments on anybody or anything.
Everyone
we're literally just talking.
Do you?
But yeah, thank
Who
you for
I,
listening, guys.
Yeah.
Gosh, Naomi, do you want to like drop your socials again? Like you were genuinely, before I say that, actually, I feel like I haven't thanked you properly. You were literally like an amazing person to talk to.
Thank you.
This was so fun. Like the way that you went about answering the question, the different aspects. And that's the thing, black women are intelligent. We are more than just like a pretty face. And I feel like that's something that this podcast really wants to emphasize. Like we can have intellectual conversations. Yeah. That doesn't just retort to, even though sometimes we do touch on plantain Twitter topics.
And nothing's wrong with that too.
There's more to us. We talk about a lot of things. But yeah, drop your socials so that we can say goodbye to the people and I can thank them.
Okay. So wait.
You can't be shy again.
I'm not shy. I don't know what to say.
Just drop your socials and just say everyone should follow you.
Oh, okay.
Follow Niobe.
So follow me on Instagram at Niobe Waldron and TikTok at NiobeX.
Thank you so much, guys. Make sure to actually hit up like her socials,
I'm just
going to
put my
cool.
socials on the screen because I could have been lying about what they were because I don't know.
I'll double check them and I'll put them on the screen.
Yeah.
I'll also put them in the description box below. I feel like such a YouTuber. Like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you
Send
head to the description.
And turn
below.
On notifications.
Turn off your notifications so that when we drop, you guys will be aware of every single video that we upload. But anyway, genuinely, like, thank you guys for watching if you watched to the end. We will see you in the next episode. Guys, subscribe.
Bye.